Lord, help me to do the tasks that I have to do without confusion brought by fear. Help me to do what is right, simply and easily, each day. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome, everybody. Keith and the girl. Patrice is here.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I call her last name ever, first name greatest.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Like a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's your birthday. I don't know if you know that, Patrice.
I know it is.
You're going to be 31 years old. I know
31.
That.
31.
Excited? Nervous?
I'm so excited.
Yeah?
It's kind of fucking ridiculous. I'm tired of telling people I'm excited because they look at me like, whatever, old heifer. But I don't want to turn 31 part two. I don't want to turn 30, 25, you know, the sixth time. I'm good with 31. I was good at 30. I think I might have to turn 31 because I'm done with 30.
It's over.
I did it so well.
Is this going to be the year?
Last year was the year.
There you
go. It's always the year. I'm going to write my New Year's. I decided I changed New Year's. I don't do New Year's resolutions on January 1st because everybody does it then. Everybody fucks around. Your birthday is technically your new year.
Right.
So I'm doing New Year's resolutions tomorrow.
What are your resolutions?
Or we can't hear them until tomorrow. Like it's a wish and you can't tell
anyone. No, it's not a wish. I would like to take a piece of paper and create a schedule.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm laughing internally too. And with this schedule, I would like to stay somewhat within the parameters of when I write things down on it and doing those things.
I follow.
We'll see. I'm not going to go hard and fast on that one. It's a big change. I've never done it before.
You want to do things that a lot of 18-year-olds figured out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, look who's talking. It's not like you figured it out yet.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. My only other resolution is to stop taking the train after 2 a.m.
Oh, bullshit. What? Oh, cab?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to be in by 2.
No. Meh. I'm an adult now. I don't need to deal with people on the train. I don't need to get my blood pressure all raised up like that. I'm done.
You know what? I saw Avatar, and then there's some kind of train problem.
Mm.
Then I was on a train I'm not used to, so I got off at the wrong stop. But anyway, it took hours to get home. And when you're on trains that late in New York City, it's 1970s New York City. It is bums and...
It's mean streets.
And exactly. You're getting looks. I expected to fight that night. And I was each train I went on, I'm like, I'm going to fight.
I shouldn't have to.
And I will fight you first, and then I'll take you second.
It's all one dance. Turn it on, even if you don't mean to, because that's what you have, the attitude you have to sort of jock while you're on the train to make it work. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm getting in a cab.
I do remember that, Keith. It is kind of when you get lost, Keith, that you seem to be getting into those kinds of things. Like, there was one time you were coming home from... hanging out with Chris, who lived in Long Island City at the time. And mm-hmm. Long Island City is now getting a little more residential, but it's still very industrial. It's mm-hmm. very weird. It closes up at night. It's very shady. And I don't even know if you know or remember where you were, but I remember being on the phone with Keith, and he goes, I'm going to call you right back. I think I have to fight someone.
I know that station, and you're right.
Okay, but
I thought
maybe reword your sentence. Like,
oh, God.
Because he hung up. Right after.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to be the girl who keeps calling while the guy's obviously in a fight.
Like, hold on. Like, hold that punch.
Right. Like,
let my girl know I'm okay.
So I'm
baby,
like,
please, I'm fighting.
So what I did was I just started heading. I knew where around he was.
Right.
I started heading in that direction. I call him back and I'm like, and he's like, yeah, so I did have to fight. I don't know where I am. I go, well, where's this guy? I just threw him in some back alley. I'm not really sure.
There's a lot of back alleys in Long Island City, too.
Absolutely. But then he says to me something like, I'm by an above-ground train.
Okay,
that's the entire Long Island City.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's the 7 and the R,
the
or whatever
N,
that is at some
R,
point. Yeah,
everything. So go, okay, a little more specific. I see a subway. I said, you just said that. A sandwich subway thing. I go, all right, okay. I was going to go somewhere and hopefully we'll run into each other. No, because he was also panting and he just got into a fight and whatever. Do you remember this? Of course.
I remember it. That was Danny LaBelle-ling where I was at.
Yeah.
I see cars. Where am I?
Yeah.
Help me out here.
There are cars going both ways. It's heavy traffic, but not, you know, things like that.
I do remember the phone call and being done with the fight and then going, hold on, I think he's coming back.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow. And then over there down by those trains, that's like Hooker Street and Pimp Avenue, too. Yeah. That's where they all loiter to get picked up.
This guy just kept coming up to me, like closer and closer. And I mean, really in my face. And I'm like, all right, you gotta back away. And then he kept doing it.
No, so, talking first?
No talking.
Nothing?
Right, no.
Thank God I'm not a boy.
Did he swing first?
Did he swing first? I don't think he did. I think he just kept coming up to me, and it was like, something's going to happen. So there was never time where he stopped at my face, but I would back up and say, I'm gonna fight you if you don't stop. And then I'd fight him, and he's, you know, he has no problem fighting back. It's not like just a retarded person walking around. Mm-hmm. He was definitely going to do something if he got close to me, without question.
That's banana, see? Cab.
And what are you going to do? Now, I heard that's where all the comedians live. Nobody was telling jokes.
Astoria.
What's the
Astoria,
difference?
Not Long Island. It's different.
One's here. It's right next to each other, and they do bleed in at some point, but Long Island City, where you were, that's not where anybody lives.
If you put it catacorner to Manhattan.
Shouldn't be living there.
If you put it catacorned into Manhattan, it's the 50s versus the 70s, as far as when you go across
the
water.
I guess, yeah. But it's not nice.
It's not nice.
It's getting nicer. I think Jeremy works there now.
They have a couple of, I used to work over there. They have a couple of apartment buildings, the Avalon buildings, and they built like a nice supermarket. There's a Citibank building, so the base of that has some stuff, but it's still pretty much like Wall Street ghost town at 5 p.m.
Yeah, now they're like three blocks that are okay there.
Yeah.
Well, girl next door from New York City, she's black, saying, Patrice, cab stop for you?
Of course they do.
And they go all the way to Brooklyn?
Yes.
Look at this.
You have to get in the cab first, then clearly state where you are going, and look at him in the rear view like, I wish you would have asked me to get out of this cab.
And then you can take off your white paint.
Exactly.
All right.
But also, sometimes at 4 in the morning, they just want to pick up anybody.
Well, no, also, and not to like give away where I live, I'm right off the bridge on the other side, so it's not... And they know where I am because I'm right by the strip of where all like the Muslim... when they have to call to prayer and all that, there's a big strip of mosques and stuff by my house. So
you're going by,
they're over
peeps
there all the time. Yeah, I'm taking them home. They could swing by and see, you know, Muhammad and them before they come back into the city after they drop me off. So it's not a big deal.
Now, your birthday is tomorrow or midnight tonight?
I've been doing it all week, Keith.
Oh, okay.
I've been keeping it. I'm on like 40 minutes sleep right now.
What's the time zone in Trinidad Tobago?
Trinidad Tobago. I believe it's like an hour. It's not that much different.
Oh, okay.
Hour or two.
I was wondering if like it was a week ago.
I can't celebrate my birthday day. I'd have to go to everyone's house and have shitty cake and watery juice. So I think I'll keep my birthday U.S. based.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Let us know how the scheduling goes.
I really do want to just... I don't know about keeping it. I just want to try out for a week. I think next week I'm just going to try out the idea of having some sort of schedule.
Now I'm really going to notice what time Patrice comes next week.
No, I am. With alarms and clocks and everything.
Let me talk about some polls that we put up for the last two shows anyway. Last two or two before that. Anyway, we asked, is Chemda a music snob? Anytime somebody brings up a singer, I'm finding a popular singer. Mm. I'm finding Chemda mocks the voice.
Little depends.
Taylor Swift. How do you like Taylor Swift? Now, I heard it a little different. Now, I don't have trained ears like she does.
I don't either.
I can't even say the word ears. But
she sucks.
Mariah Carey. How's Mariah Carey nowadays?
She lost all her voice.
Her voice actually is gone.
It's gone. Mariah Carey was my hero when she first came out. Not as a human being, as a vocalist. Mm-hmm. But now, she just... And another thing, boo, I'ma get you. Here's my titties. Here's my butt. Here's a rapper. I befriended him. I'm never gonna sleep with you because I'm pretending to be a virgin.
It's pretty accurate.
All right, there you go.
See?
Notice.
Well, I just call it like it is. I'm not a snob. I'm observant.
It's not even that you're a snob. I think what it is that you have a genuine problem with people who can't sing.
Yeah.
Who are perceived as people who are able to sing.
Yeah. At the same time, Britney Spears, I know she can't sing. You know she can't
sing.
Love
that shit.
Whatever.
It's not the point.
I'll make fun of her.
But I'll say that because you do like really shitty music too. Like super shitty music that I like.
I get it for what it is. But 1, 2, 3, why don't you and me?
Well, 68%.
That's accurate, too.
68% of the listeners say, yes, Chemda, you are a music snob.
I'll take it.
Whatevs.
Does Keith hate movies?
Wow. The entire industry.
I just hate movies.
You hate film as a whole.
I didn't like Avatar. I was bored. And I didn't like Edge of Darkness. I was bored. It's like, hey, this is a new. This isn't new. Keith being bored or saying, all right, I get the movie. It doesn't have to be so long. It's a movie should be 25 minutes. That's enough. And people go, maybe Keith hates movies.
Hmm.
Well, 70% agree Keith hates movies.
Well, can you watch a TV miniseries is the question.
I can watch a movie, Patrice.
Okay.
But apparently I hate movies.
I'm a snob and you hate movies. Yet we're both in the industry somehow.
Right. You know what? I understand plot holes and silliness is fine for some. Okay. Not me.
No.
When somebody says suspend disbelief, I hear you got to be retarded.
Well, how do you feel about parody movies that are on purpose meant to be?
If it's funny, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind. You know, I didn't like Avatar. I don't need flying dragons and stuff. But maybe I can't explain then why am I okay with Sixth Sense and Matrix. You know, I don't know. Okay. Those are good movies. Avatar is boring. Somebody said Preston Buttons. Met him in Texas, I believe. And he said, you know, I saw this movie Taking Chance you keep talking about Kevin Bacon delivering a dead military, a dead soldier to the family. And, you know, I was bored by it. I cried too. Because I had to watch that piece of shit. And I said, well, apparently, you don't like feelings. I don't like movies. He doesn't like feelings. So, I don't know. Oh, wells. Let me mention this, by the way. It's coming up in February 28th. Very short month, of course. Then going to March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The second Keith and the Girl Marathon. Breaking our previous record of 74 hours.
I was wondering how many it was.
We will do 75 hours.
Last time, Patrice was our first guest.
I was.
For the marathon. That's I hope right. You join us again for this marathon.
Definitely, yeah.
We're just working out the schedule now, but we will have a rotation of guests, in and out, music guests. I got in touch with Robert Alvarez, so he's going to do some readings. Patrice, if you're interested. Mm.
I would be interested in that, because he kind of creeps me out.
It's interesting, right? Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun for 75 straight hours. Ready, Keith?
You know, even people even people that don't, and it's most people that don't believe in psychics, and I do not.
I don't either.
I just think Robert Alvarez is fun, but it is something when he flips over a card and says, "Yeah, this year's gonna be a shitty year, Keith." I'll get bummed out.
Oh.
Anybody would.
Well, you don't want to hear it.
Robert Alvarez, you see these comments on the forums. Fake, piece of shit. You know what? I'm going to call for fun. And then they'll get bummed out if he gave bad news.
Yeah.
Like, why, you don't believe it. I don't believe it, but now there's a chance. I remember, I will never forget that I saw a psychic on the street. Like one of those $5 palm psychics. And you get like three questions or something until they try to upgrade you, right? One of them was, will I be famous or success? This is in New York City. Maybe this is 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I don't know. She said, yes, you will be famous, but not Tom Cruise famous. And all I can think now, and I still remember that, and all I can think is like, why not Tom Cruise famous? And you don't forget the bad news, but I never believed.
You didn't have the backing of Scientology.
See, right. The thing is you get bummed with bad news, but I respond the same way. When I ask a question, he says, yes, you'll absolutely get what you want to go, tee-hee. Who is he?
It's still good news.
What are we talking about? Right. Yeah, so yes. I feel like you believe in me somewhere in you or your guide or whatever. Right.
You
see positive aura around
you. Your colors are fabulous.
Yes.
When it's good news, I believe it.
Of course.
Yeah, when it's bad news, I'm like, what are you, bullshit?
Yeah, I'll
crystals.
I'll show you and your crystals and magic. Right. But yeah, maybe we should post around when Robert Alvarez will be around. And actually, there were people around all the time. But you'll be able to call in and get a reading from him.
Well, even if he's not around, and we'll take your guys' phone calls also more than usual during that time. And if Robert's still not around, I am a silver dragon.
That's true.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Robert Alvarez knew. Mm. Yeah. And his psychic guide, David.
And you're not only a silver dragon, you're also a pendejo.
I am an old school pendejo.
So congratulations.
Look at that.
Thank you.
I'm a puta.
Yeah. Hey, you met Robert.
And David.
The Marathon Show, of course, will help promote our upcoming relationship book called What Do We Do Now? It's available for pre-sale now, which we'd appreciate you buy this book now from any American store, any American store online. I mean, that's where you can get it. And that goes for our first week sale. So that's a very big deal.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and all.com.
So independent stores, too.
Yeah. And keepingthegirl.com/book will send you directly to the buttons, directly to the book, and also you can read an entire chapter for free.
A free chapter!
That's on my schedule for tomorrow. Oh,
very exciting.
Done.
Between eating and dumping.
Yeah.
DJ Trash, you wrote this. I was worried about this one, about the relationship book. I already pre-ordered it just because I'm a big fan, but I was concerned that it would be just a rehashing of everything I've already heard on the show. Besides, I've survived almost 20 years of marriage. That's how you should look at it, too, by the way.
Survived.
He survived it. 27 if you count the first marriage.
I don't.
Well, why would I? No. Me and Henda have been together 29 years if you count everything I failed at.
So 30 if you count that other bitch.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
So I'm thinking, what could I possibly learn? The free excerpt, again, keithandthegirl.com/book, has put my mind at ease. The questions are fresh and pertinent. The Q&A answering style turns out to be a great way to do this in print. The rapid-fire talk show style wouldn't translate well to a book, but the way Keith and the Girl handled it in print is genius. Oh, and funny. I lolled many times. That's laughing out loud to you old folk.
Yeah, so Patrice, get ready to laugh on your birthday
I'll
tomorrow.
Have to lol. No. Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I give a billion shits about this book, he says.
Wee, thank you. Nice. We're really happy with the responses we've been getting.
Yeah, people like it.
It's exciting.
And the rest of the book is only more. So I'm content.
It doesn't end. It's not like one of those trailers.
Right. It's one more question we kept out.
Yeah, the rest of the book's blank, actually.
Take your own notes.
Yeah.
Right. What have you learned?
It's a workbook.
I'll leave you 100 pages, right. They get mad, and then I go, you said you don't want to read. You said you don't like reading. I liked the email we read the other day. Yeah, I was laughing. I had a good time. From a book? It's great. I'm like, all right, thanks.
We should send that to the publishers who are trying to get us some media attention.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they enjoyed a book. Could you believe
paper.
It? Yes.
I laughed. From reading? You guys got me. I'm not trying another one, though.
No.
One a year. Hey, guys, this person writes, thumbnail, Clara. She says, I'm now going through one of the crappiest stages of my life. I'm going through a miscarriage. At 9 weeks along, the doctor found out that the embryo died at 5 weeks of age.
Oh.
Well, if you don't want to be here, don't. Get out there, baby. Mm. But the stubborn little bastard is now not willing to come out either.
Oh, God.
So it's dead inside her.
So she has to actually go through...
Have a DNC.
What's DNC?
An abortion.
Dolce & Gabbana?
I like that you changed the pronunciation. You caught it while you were saying it.
What is what's
DNC,
DNC
is
stand for?
The removal.
An abortion.
Deny and...
It's something fancy. I don't know. I just know it's DNC.
But the stubborn little baby is now not willing to come out either, so I'm on medication and still waiting a week to see if I need surgery. This is creepy.
Maybe
so. No, it's inside you, right?
Yeah, but you know what? It sounds like an abortion would be, you know, heaven compared to she's going to actually have to go through childbirth,
the entire thing,
to give birth to a dead baby.
Mm. Emotionally, I'm doing fine. Come on, who wants a crooked baby when we can start over and try for a good one?
Good for you. I like that.
And you know what? And you know what?
And admitting to it. You know what I mean?
People that get abortions, pro-life people.
And to be clear, this baby is dead. She's not
getting an abortion. Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it does kind of go with this thought that, you know, if somebody got an abortion on you, you wouldn't be here.
Right.
So, you know, abortions are terrible. Who are you to say that any life shouldn't exist? Well, if you do get an abortion and you have your kid later... You're having a kid that you wouldn't have had at all have you had that first kid. Exactly.
The butterfly effect.
Right. So you're denying a different life, if you ask me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think... I believe I was a mistake.
Oh, I should have been an abortion.
Yeah. You were definitely a mistake.
Oh, I should have been an abortion.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this is a rough room.
Don't go all the way around. People, please.
Your parents had when they were what?
Totally. If I was my mother's mother, my mother would have had an abortion.
She was 13 years old?
She was 13.
Yeah.
No, she was 12 when she got pregnant. She was 13 when I was born.
A lot of people would have had an abortion.
I'd have cut me out.
But I don't go, oh my God, if we keep having abortions, Patrice's aren't going to show up.
No.
I think I was a mistake. My mother absolutely does not believe in an abortion. Mm-hmm. So maybe I wouldn't have been here. But I wouldn't have known.
Exactly.
I'm good with that. It's okay.
You wouldn't have had to send me an apologies note or anything. Yeah. Frankly, I'm tenacious enough, I would have turned up anyway. I'd have been a couple more.
There you go. That's a more positive way of looking at it. I'm going to go with Patrice's version.
I might have been born to a rich family. Mm. I would have been a princess and shit.
I used to say that to my dad like an asshole.
Oh my God.
Not that I'd be a princess, but I used to say, great, now I have a chance to burn in hell. Thanks.
Yeah.
Instead of just floating around, fun. Now I get to all the struggles you had. I get to have. Thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Was your life more bad or more good? Now I get to go through that. Thank you.
Good job.
Oh, well.
I like it's the one line that everybody says to their parents at some point in their life, I didn't ask to be here.
Right.
Yeah, I never got to throw that one out.
I'm shoving the baby back in the henda if it ever says that. Done. Goodbye.
Well, get ready for the on-ramp.
Right. No, maybe it's too late for a D and C, but I'm doing an F and E.
What?
You'll see.
Oh, God.
You'll see. I'm being told it stands for dilation and curtage. I could be pronouncing it wrong. I don't know either of those words. Jen from Manitoba says, I was told I wasn't a mistake. My mom says I was a surprise.
Oh, that's sweet.
Nice. That's nice.
But if I would have it, I'd be like, you were a shock.
You know?
Right? Anyway, emotionally, this woman was doing fine, but the pain is quite intense. Even though this is not cancer or dead relative, and I'm doing my best not to be a drama queen. I wonder if you say that and anybody says to her, drama queen, I have a dead baby in me. Drama queen. I didn't tape last Dr. Drew. I'm not complaining.
You can't even claim to like have a cold or be sick around her either. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
I have the sniffles. I have a dead baby.
I can now relate a lot better to all the people who write saying that Keith and the girl saved their sanity. For the first time in my life, I'm not in control of my body. And that's more upsetting than all the rest. Laughing with you guys and forgetting about this for a while, listening to old episodes like a crazy person, is keeping my brain in a good place. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Sometimes I don't think you know how much of a difference you make in our lives. Love, Clara.
Wow.
Oh,
thanks,
that's sweet.
Claire. That is very sweet. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I hope your next baby is super adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and alive.
And healthy.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah.
Right.
All those things, but adorable is important.
But comes out together.
Cole and I have often had conversations that we wouldn't know what to do if someone had an ugly baby.
You wouldn't what to
know. I don't know that I would treat an ugly baby nicely.
What do you have to do?
I think my animal instincts would flare up, like how, you know, like survival of the fittest, like you're not going to work out.
And this isn't a baby you had, this is somebody else's baby.
No, if Cole has a baby and it's not cute, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You might have to throw it over a cliff like the Spartans.
We might have to look into that.
Right.
Thankfully, it's not a true worry, but if it just so happened to happen.
Yeah, if Cole and her husband make a not pretty baby,
everyone should just quit. They should just quit having babies because it's not possible to have cute ones anymore.
Yeah, these are two gorgeous people.
It's like children of men.
I want to talk about this thing I saw on Patrice's website, HelenHeartaches.com, of course. Mm-hmm. And she was writing this little story. So yesterday she writes, I got a request to give my email address to someone from my grandmother. A demon of yesteryear then popped up on my G-chat, Google chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. On G-chat, full of injured feelings and general butthurt over this totally throwaway post. My I don't care is so strong, I thought I'd share. So first off, what was the totally throwaway post about?
I have, from the format that I used to blog, I can take pictures on my phone and post them right away.
Okay.
So I took a photo. My dad had brought over a bunch of stuff from the basement, because they're clearing out the basement room with all my stuff. And I had been going through it the last time I was there, and I put some of my Christmas gifts in the stuff, knowing he'd bring it later. My grandparents used to live here in Jersey. And their next door neighbors were really, really good friends because, like, everyone raised their kids together, da-da-da-da-da. So they gave Christmas presents to me every year. So the Christmas present for this year was in that container. I hadn't opened it. So I got it, and I opened it, and I looked at it, and it was a book, which is fine because they bought me books as, you know, growing up, I get all the Babysitter's Club, whatever. But it was a book called The Panic Years, A Guide to Surviving Smug Married Friends, Bad Taffeta, and Life on the Wrong Side of 25 Without a Ring.
Mm. Which
is that offensive?
That's rude. It's just rude.
And I was like, "What happened?"
Because if she does want to get married, this is just going to remind her how failing that is. And then if she doesn't want to get married, mind your business.
Yeah, and my grandparents they now live in Florida, so I haven't seen these people since I was about 23, 24. So I took a quick picture of it, and the caption that I put was, got this from my grandmother's, you know...
if I may read it.
Oh, I didn't know you had to pull it up.
So while unpacking a box of my old stuff, I unearthed this year's Christmas gift from the grandparents' BFF's old neighbors. This book was what they felt I needed most. They are fortunate that I'm on this side of 25. My thank you note won't contain the fun fact that one of the reasons I'm not married is because their son is a horrific lay.
So these neighbors of of your grandparents?
Right.
Send you this gift.
Right.
Previously, you had relations with the son.
This summer I was 19.
This summer you were 19. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Okay, okay. So obviously no relations, just a neighbor.
Yeah.
Nothing creepy.
No.
Okay. All right, so this person IMs you and says, I'm not happy about this post. This is the guy that you slept with, is that right?
No, right. The father of the person.
No, the guy. Oh. He asked my grandmother for my email address.
Oh.
And he pops up on the G-chat to talk.
And the guy is now married.
Right.
Okay. So this is the conversation. And Patrice, if you would, you play me.
Okay.
And I'll play not me.
Okay.
You, of course, will be Patrice and I'll be this guy.
I didn't want to put names on there. I was being nice to the grandparents.
That's sweet. Okay. Let's see how nice you were. Here's the conversation.
Okay. I'm typing. I'm minding my business. I'm trying to pretend I might have a schedule one day.
Bloop. We should talk.
Porque, who is this?
You know who this is. It's whatever the fuck my name is.
It's not me.
Right.
Negro, last time I spoke your name aloud, George W. wasn't a comedy of errors yet.
Hey, whatever we need, whatever, we need to have a serious conversation.
It ain't my baby, Maury. I can't even make girls.
Okay. You want to talk to me like you're a basic bitch? Then cool. You're going to take down that post you made about my family on your little blog. I have a wife.
A, if you're intentionally trying to confuse me, you win. B, has past experience taught you that talking to me like I was born earlier today works?
I'm not even this guy. I want to choke you right now.
C, call me out my name again. I'll find religion just so I can lose it.
Wait,
that was still me. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
State what you want clearly, then leave me the devil alone.
I'm exasperated.
That was behind the scenes. That post about what my mom gave you for Christmas needs to come down. Your uncle forwarded it to me.
I would like to stop right here because I know he's probably listening. I'm going to catch you next time I see you because you like to just put me in the streets lately.
What?
How do you mean?
He taught my father how to Google me. Forwarding posts.
Putting you on the streets.
The internet streets.
Yeah, of course, that means blowing up your spot.
Blowing up my spot.
Or putting you on blast.
Just blowing up my spot.
Okay.
You need to find another way to entertain yourself. Anyway.
Maybe pass it. Pass a book along. Pass our book along to him.
I'm sure he's probably read it already.
Nice.
But you need to start. Learn how to fish or do something with yourself. LOL. Hold up.
Were you really laughing? I'm just curious.
I was.
Okay.
LOL. Hold up. You went and put on your cape because I said you were an awful lay. Surely your wife has sorted that out by now.
Oh my God.
Keep being funny. I'm asking before I look into talking a lawyer.
Yeah, I cut and paste. Yes. Let's have whether or not you're a horrific lay judged by a jury of your peers. I wonder if they will be charging you with manslaughter or the inability to slaughter.
What was this guy's main problem in bed?
We were 19.
But he was just...
He was really like...
Did he finish fast?
He was humpy. He was like just rabbit humpy and just bad.
I see. He was going for the thrust, thrust, thrust.
Yes,
thrust.
Let's go. Like right. Like there was a timer somewhere in the room.
I see.
I hope we get...
You hear that?
I hope we get Judge Joe Brown. He's way better than Judge Mathis.
Keep laughing. I'll talk to you about this again. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'll talk to your granddad.
Now, I thought that was a really weird response. I would never say, I'm going to tell on you to your grandparents. Yeah. First of all, I don't even know if I'd respond to this. Nobody knows who you are. Maybe your wife is reading this and then you just go, yeah, that bitch I fucking had sex with. I'd probably laugh about you to my wife. End of story. You didn't post any names.
Nope.
I mean, not even a first name.
Nope.
So who gives a fuck?
So you're both the same age?
Yeah.
Did you say, we're 30, 31 years old, you're going to tell on me and my family. By the way, my birthday's coming up, but please don't buy me a gift, you horrible, horrible lay. You guys give terrible gifts.
Exactly.
All right.
Do you need me to actually point out where that idea is flawed logic?
Whatever, bitch. Keep pushing. I'm done with you. For now.
Foreshadowing? Negro, you such a storyteller.
I want my book back.
I like making him mad because I call him Negro and he's not black.
I was just going to ask.
That is the worst.
It's more a state of mind.
So what have you heard from him since?
So
did he tell on you?
I did make a preemptive phone call to the uncle to find out what he had heard. And then he actually called me too to say I realized that my snitching had turned into something deeper. And my grandma called me and said, she's like, I didn't get the specifics and apparently I'm not meant to have the specifics, but you've done something on the internet. And I was like, kind of, if it comes up again, it comes up again. I don't want to have to tell you any more than I have to tell you without telling you anything. And she's like, okay. So then the following day, I get a call from his mother. She calls me and she's like, I wanted to talk to you if you have a moment. I know I haven't spoken to you in years. Da, 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 da. I'm like, sure. She's like, your Christmas gift, it came out wrong because my husband, much like my son, is a total idiot. She said, there is a card that was supposed to come with that gift that was not on the inside of the book. And in the card, she wrote, I can't believe they expect women of your generation to abide by shit like this. And there was a check in the card. The book was a joke.
What?
And it didn't come out that way because the card wasn't included. She's like, I'm so sorry that you genuinely thought that that's what I thought about you. She's like, from talking to your grandmother, she's like, you seem to just be enjoying yourself. And that's awesome. She's like, women of our generation, we settled down really super early and had kids. And then some of us are just starting to get our shit together now as far as what they actually want to do with their lives as opposed to what they had to do to raise kids.
I gotta say, if I was that woman's husband, I'd be pissed. Be on my side. You know, somehow find a medium ground, not calling me an asshole, mm-hmm. you know?
So somebody owes you a check.
Yeah, the check's apparently at the grandparents' house.
Huh.
Where are these grandparents in New York?
Florida.
Maybe your friend can use that money for fucking lessons.
And then she said, she's like, I can't believe he actually said, because then she's like, I read the post. And she's like, I can't believe he actually said he was going to sue you. She's like, I'm not willing to finance that.
Oh.
I was like, oh, your mama dimed you out. Wow. And nobody likes your wife.
Wow.
Well, if they don't.
I still didn't say your name, but nobody likes your wife.
What is his name?
I'm not going to say his name.
That's nice.
I'm going to be nice.
Look at that. Even I put pressure on her and she still doesn't say it. No. That's a nice person.
I'll be nice.
And there's actually nothing to sue for.
No. He can't sue now. His mom won't pay for it.
I know. Bob, come on.
Does he live there?
Let's grow up.
He lives in New York.
That he lives with his grandparents.
No, he lives here in New York with his wife.
Oh, with his wife, okay.
But his mom is paying his rent and whatnot.
And Do you know the wife that you said nobody likes?
Never met his wife.
Oh, you never met her?
No, his mom told me that nobody likes his wife.
Oh, that's something.
She's not a nice girl.
Eh, well, that's weird because he seems like a normal guy. He seems like he has it together.
He does.
All right.
If you were fucking the shit out of your wife, you would not be concerned about this.
Frankly, if I'm your wife, I don't have a time to tell people things about you. I'm at the house.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This whole thing is bothering me so much, I'm suing him.
See?
Yeah.
I'm going to sue him for slander.
Yeah. What's his name again?
You almost got me. You know it only takes like 3 times before I crack.
I know, but that's why I laughed right away because I would feel way too guilty.
I do like doing that. Blah, blah, blah again. Since you already said.
I get confused easily.
I do.
And they can't sue you for getting confused easily.
You know.
Hey, let me mention this before we move on. KeithandTheGirl.com/donate.
Yeah, we want to mention that link because your donations are what helps our show continue to run. On the link, KeithandTheGirl.com/donate, you can make a one-time contribution or you can sign up for small monthly donations if you want. And we appreciate your involvement in helping to keep the show going.
Thank you.
So it's KeithandTheGirl.com/donate. And thanks to those who have. And some people do give like the one-time donation. Some people have signed up for $5, $10, $20 monthly donations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And if everyone that listens to us gave like $5 a month, I don't know that. I think we'd be in a very, very good position. We'd continue to promote the show and keep the show going. It would really help a lot.
Well, we do, of course, the daily shows, Keith and the Girl, and Keith and the Girl TVs. There's a brand new Keith and the Girl TV out right now, even after
what
the computer breaking one, Man versus Machine.
I have to watch
Machine.
That one. I'm kind of scared to watch it, though.
Man versus Machine?
Yes.
I was scared too, Patrice, but it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, you will have one cringing moment.
I don't like hitting things and breaking. Well,
it's funny, though.
Wow.
Okay. It's Keith. You've seen him go berserk?
I'll try, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is on 11.
He often scares me.
Yeah. Scared every time. That's what she's talking about. Two things I don't like. Things breaking and Keith mad.
And yelling.
And yelling. So what's in this video?
Some shitting.
You know.
Well, Matt Bray's Little Baby Faggot video is now on the feed. You should, assuming you're subscribed already, which is totally free, of course. You already have it. And you can also look at keithandthegirl.com. It'll be up there in a second if it's not there right now. But it's he put together this whole story kind of reminiscent of This American Life, but not boring as shit. And that's just me.
I tried to listen to it once. I got sleepy.
I don't like radio or TV.
I don't like that tone of voice. It lulls.
Right. Right. I don't want to be put to bed.
No.
But anyway, he did a very good job. Pat Dixon narrates. And it's a little baby faggot story, of course. And that's
it. Every single person, I'm not talking about me, I made a little cameo, but everybody did their job at a level that is just unbelievable. Matt shot and edited it brilliantly. Keith told his stories very, very funny. The acting's, Keith, good job on the acting.
Oh,
I like the close-up when he says, I'm little baby faggot. You know, it was just really well done. And it, and if anyone ever asks you, hey, who's this little baby faggot I keep hearing about?
You don't have an answer.
Now you have about a 5-minute video to show them that sums up the entire story with some Pat Dixon funny in it as well.
Mm-hmm. Cold Muffin saying, awesome Aces Plus, Shooter McGavin, awesome. Bang, bang. This guy's liking it. Fantastic. Thank you, Cold. Thank you.
That is very special. Patrice doesn't like being fake shot
at. I don't know
either.
What to do with it. I just don't know.
That's the fourth thing she doesn't like. Well, there's guns in this computer video.
I feel like I missed out on certain things by not having older siblings. I don't understand the shooting. See, that doesn't...
You don't get it?
It's just threatening to me.
All right. That's strange. But it makes sure you check it out. And, of course, you can see it at truthfilms.com, Matt Bray's website. He, of course, directed, edited it. And you can click on It's Funny Because It's True. True. And you'll see the video there as well. Patrice.
Keith.
Let's get into gossip this week.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
HBO has gone ahead and even though they're only in the first few episodes of the fourth season, renewed Big Love for a fifth season.
Good.
The cast is all re-signed with the exception of Amanda Seyfried, who is going to become a guest star instead of a regular.
Is she the youngest wife?
She's the blonde daughter.
She's the blonde daughter.
Oh, the one that has a movie coming out right now?
Exactly.
She's gorgeous.
She's got that doll thing going on where she has the giant ass eyes.
Oh, she's not a wife. She's a daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. I do. She's the one that they were hinting. I don't know. Well, maybe it wasn't even deliberate, but she was going to have sex with the oldest son. They were hinting that they were flirting around, right? No, the oldest son was flirting
with
one
of the
youngest
the
wife.
They kissed.
Yeah.
Did they kiss?
I saw that just recently.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I had to lay down.
I watched the first couple episodes. There's a lot going on in there.
They go, I remember when the show first started. How did they, and I was bored. How does this family with so many wives and kids make it work? And it doesn't take 10 minutes to go. They don't.
No.
It's they don't not even, make it work.
But it's not even about making it work anymore. It's just about not getting caught.
Right.
But the other wife had an affair. One of the wives had an affair. The kid's wife, the woman from the movie Kids.
Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah.
She had an affair.
She had an affair.
She didn't sleep with him. It was an emotional affair.
Didn't she kiss him?
But she didn't sleep with him.
I think they made out.
Yeah.
Do you know when somebody cheats on you?
Well, you already cheating on me. We got like three other bitches in this relationship. I can't
kiss
one person.
That's not cheating. That's in plain sight.
I'm not marrying you.
Listen, cheating is when you don't tell me. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm flexible. Did you cheat on me? I was being flexible. You know that relationships have to grow.
This is why I'm not married. I don't like all these rules. I'm free.
Well, good for Big Love. I never got it, but some people seem to be.
I do enjoy it.
Good for them.
Taylor Swift, speaking of her Grammy performance, there was a lot of talk the day after with about her performance with Stevie Nicks being totally out of tune and terrible.
Oh, what?
So her her labels put out a response. I think
let it go, by the way, and let people forget about it. Quit reminding us. I'm sorry, Patrice, but you know what? It's Jennifer Lopez goes on talk shows and explains that she can stand on a man and jump off without falling. All right, an accident happened. I believed you can jump off a man on all fours. How did you do it? Oh, now I believe you. You know what Pink said, this dumb dunce, on her Twitter, which is @Pink?
That you're following?
But somebody forwarded to me because they said, oh, she swung in the air again and sang perfectly again, and the crowd is shocked again, and they really think she's not lip syncing. She Twittered that there seems to be talk on if I lip-synced or not. This is what she says. Maybe I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not exaggerating. Let me be clear. And she says, let me be clear. I have never lip-synced in my life. And I wrote back, okay. What the fuck? You lip-sync practically, if not every, performance. That is a flat-out lie that makes you look like a weirdo. You've never lip-synced? What the fuck are you talking about? What is she talking about, Patrice? Is it is it like she's making up what lip syncing is in her head and she knows she's telling a fib, but like every performance I at least said, thank you. So I didn't lip sync. I never lip synced a whole performance, okay. You know, like, is she playing me? She lip syncs and there's no question. But people are going to believe this, I guess. People watch Big Love. You know what I mean? Well, just a weirdo. All right, so with Stevie Nicks, so she's saying she can really sing sometimes?
It's just that Pink got you so mad.
Oh, she got me upset.
You can fight her like a man if you want to.
He's kind of getting mad at society as a whole for just being like, yeah, okay, she said.
Yeah. Your old crotchety is starting to develop.
Oh, now?
Yeah, it's really flourishing now. Pink really got you mad. You're all Pink.
Well, I don't know if the person sent it to me saying, hey, look what she wrote. What the fuck? Or they said, see, Keith?
Oh, context is important.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
There's no wink or tongue or nothing. I didn't know how to read it.
So Taylor Swift's label, not realizing that it's already Thursday, so everyone's forgotten about this.
Who's saying she was out of tune or Stevie Nicks was out of tune?
That she was out of tune. Taylor Stevie Swift Nicks was fine. Yeah.
Oh, so Taylor Swift is going to explain she can sing. 9,000 Grammys. Nobody thinks she could sing. She must justify.
Her label is going to explain.
Cannot sing. But let's hear what she has to say.
Okay, her label said, I think the critics are missing the whole voice of a generation that is happening right in front of them. The facts say that she's the undisputed best communicator that we've got. When she says something, when she sings something, when she feels something, it affects more people than anybody else.
What?
Maybe she's not the best technical singer, but she's probably the best emotional singer.
They sold you out.
Because everybody else who gets up there and is technically perfect, people don't seem to want more of it. Everybody is not perfect on any given day. If you pick any of those artists that performed, I'm sure you can go online and find something where you go, ew. Maybe in that moment we didn't have the best night, but in the same breath maybe we did, and nobody is arguing with the awards.
You know what? I'm with Keith. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I would.
I forgot already.
I hope my PR runs things by us first. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say, I'm the voice of a generation. I hope I'm a different generation.
I am.
And I don't. Taylor Swift doesn't bother me at all.
She's a Z, I think. And I'm a millennial.
I hope so. No. Good Lord. That's a nobody reaches hearts more. That's what Kevin Bacon does. Quite frankly.
That's what they said about Corky on Life Goes On. He just touches hearts. He touches hearts.
Oh, well. Good for her. Undisputed. It's undisputed, by the way. Right. When people say this is great, they throw in arguably. No, undisputed.
Because it's the first time we've ever brought it up. You know what? Undisputed.
The fact that there's a press release means it's being disputed.
Right.
Well, just reminding you. Yeah. Let me remind you what's not disputed. She was good, by the way. That should be it. You guys say she's bad, she was good. The end. You're wrong.
Yeah, don't even mention.
Hey, what do you know about music? I'm in the fucking industry. The end.
You know what? They should have put out a press release congratulating her on all her Grammys and moved on with the day.
There you go. Done. Patrice, you're hired.
Give the bitch a plaque that says, hey, bitch, most Grammys ever. And just let her keep moving.
Right. Maybe not say bitch so many times, but you're right.
Sean from Alberta is saying, allegedly, Keith. Allegedly.
Mm. Oh, well.
No.
Well, I don't know. She didn't sound bad to me, but what do I know? But don't make a big deal out of it.
Well, I can't have anyone sing next to Stevie Nicks. They just need Stevie Nicks by herself. I didn't need anything from Taylor Swift on that one.
Well, you don't need a pretty Taylor Swift right next to Stevie Nicks. Oofa. No, thank you.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
That was sad.
I didn't see it, but whatever.
They should have had a cardboard cutout of the old Stevie Nicks with her behind it.
You're terrible.
She's terrible.
So everybody does the best they can. Stevie Nicks sings, and this one looks pretty.
Done. Done.
Give her a tambourine and let her dance. I don't know why they had to give her a microphone.
That is lip syncing that I would have been fine with.
See?
Yes.
Let her hold the tambourine. That's right. It.
That's enough. What do they want from me, Patrice?
I don't know.
Just trying to watch an award show.
You know? And I would like to point out, fuck the Grammys, because my 3D glasses did not work.
You have newer 3D glasses.
They're full of lies.
You thought stealing 3D glasses from a movie theater.
I didn't steal them. You didn't have to give them back.
Oh.
They're from Hannah Montana, the movie.
So I'm not going to be able to watch things. I got my IMAX ones, but they're the black ones too.
Are you going spelunking?
Yeah, they're huge, right? They're ridiculous.
I have ones from Hannah Montana, which were sort of like that, but more rounded, and the ones from Coraline.
But you need the
blue
old school
the
ones.
Red blue, the old ones, the Captain where EO.
Were they selling them or something?
I have no clue. No one seemed to know where to get them. I think the only people that had them were the people in the audience.
I think it's something about living in New York. I remember there was, I don't know if it was a Super Bowl or what, but there was something that a presentation done
I'm sure.
in 3D and they were scooped, maybe 7-Eleven had them, something like that. And they were scooped up that day.
Right.
You can't get them in New York.
But that's usually you see an ad like in the commercial, they're like, go get your glasses from such and such. Nothing till the day of BT Dubs, you need 3D glasses.
And even still, when they have things like that, sometimes they only do like 10 selected 7-Elevens around the city. It's like, really? I don't know that I'm going to take a train or drive to go get my glasses. I don't think it's that necessary.
And the funny part was that I thought just the actual video of the Michael Jackson thing was going to be 3D. When they cut to the singers on stage, they were 3D too. I thought my fucking glasses stopped working because Celine Dion's like 14 shades of green and wavy.
Spaz from Winnipeg, by the way, going back for a second. Taylor Swift is proficient in singing like Jesse is proficient in Spanish.
Oh.
She doesn't bother me. John from Manitoba is saying they should have beeped out every word Taylor sang instead of Lil Wayne.
That was hilarious to me because I knew that song. And as soon as they said coming up Lil Wayne featuring Eminem, I was like, they're going to do Drop the World. They're not going to be able to play that song.
They didn't know they were on TV. Cameras for what? Pink is saying, you don't know me, Keith. And Mattman from Vietnam is saying her backing track has lead vocals. Mattman, I will fight you. That she lip syncs, period. There's somebody I think that's confused.
Oh, is that what he's talking about?
I think he's saying you hear the lead vocals in the background, you think she's lip syncing. She's acting like she's singing that. And she, if that's what if I'm reading it right, again, no wink or tongue face. I don't know what he's saying. But, oh well. What else is going on, Patrice?
Leif Garrett.
Yes.
Known for being a singer in the 70s, but also the...
Not really, by the way.
Wasn't he a singer?
Yeah, but I say not really known for it. Leif Garrett.
Oh, okay. I'm
you
sorry.
You know Leif Garrett?
I only know him because there was some kind of
Behind
thing
the Music. He was a part of the best episode of Behind the Music ever.
But Keith, you watched something, I think, with something in it or not.
I watched something with something in it.
I don't know. I only know because they had... It could have been
Was
a
it
VH1.
One of the... It was the Behind the Music, and I think he did one of... Maybe he did one of those VH1 reality shows. I'm not totally sure.
He was a heartthrob. That's all I know.
I never heard of him until that. And I think he was well known, but to only
older
that
women.
Only to that generation. He never made it outside that generation as a Remember When or something.
Right.
Let me find it. Go ahead, Patrice, and I'll find a Leif Garrett song.
So he was arrested on Monday in Los Angeles for possession of a controlled substance.
Oh.
He was busted at 11:20 a.m. on the Metrolink station in downtown L.A. He was found sweaty, shaking, with tar heroin in his shoes.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just trying to get on that rehab show.
Yeah, his agent talked to him about it. He's been busted on the Metro line before. Back in 2006, he was caught for allegedly riding without a ticket, and he had heroin and Quaaludes on him. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail for that incident. He hasn't been sentenced as of yet for this one.
That's it, 90 days?
Yeah.
What's everybody complaining about weed for? You got heroin and...
Well, because it's only possession. He didn't have enough, like he was selling it or something.
So there's no intent to sell.
To harm himself is like this amount. To harm other people is that amount.
Mm-hmm. All right, and keep that amount of weed on you.
And I also thought they stopped making Quaaludes. I didn't know they still made them.
I think they're outdated.
You know?
I bet it fucks you up extra. Curious. Go ahead. I'm still looking.
Okay, sorry. Gisele Bündchen.
Yes.
She is married to football player Tom Brady, and she recently gave birth to their first son.
Is she the supermodel?
Yes. Victoria's Secret, all those things, the Brazilian one.
Did she used to... Date.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. Wow, look at me.
Look at
she
you.
She filled in all the blanks.
Yeah,
I'm
a day
credit.
Today. Yeah. Look at that. On giving birth to her son recently, her son Benjamin, it wasn't painful, not even a little bit.
Oh, shut up.
That's what I said.
That's so stupid. I never gave birth, and yet, come on.
I don't know what everybody's talking about.
Right.
And I never get periods or cry.
I've faced adversity trying to put things in it. I can't imagine something flying out of it doesn't give you a little bit of a ooh.
Not at all. Not one contraction.
No, but Hamza, she talks about contractions. The whole time, my head was so focused. Every contraction, the baby is closer. The baby is closer. So it wasn't like, oh, what a pain. It was, with every contraction, he is getting closer to me.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Somebody else had this baby for you, didn't they?
Her recovery was also remarkably quick. The second day I was walking, while I was washing dishes, I was making pancakes in the kitchen, she says with a laugh. Fuck you, Giselle.
Oh, my God, Giselle. You are so amazing.
Fuck you.
You know, we thought you were just pretty, but...
You also don't have a housekeeper. Fuck you. Fuck you and your whole lifestyle.
Oh, my God.
Having a baby didn't hurt.
This is so amazing. Pancakes, like the day after.
Even if it did, even if it didn't hurt, keep it to yourself. Stop spoiling. Spoiling it for other bitches.
No, Patrice, like, I already thought she was amazing, but this is just like, I don't know. I think Giselle is like the most amazing person in the
world.
She's
so inspirational in her underpants.
She is. I mean, she must also look pretty still. I just, wow.
It makes me want to be a better person.
Wow.
It does.
Here's a super hit of the 80s. It's called Final Countdown by Leif Garrett. Let me see. It's definitely not the good one. Yeah, what's this?
What? This is Leaf?
I guess a redo.
No way, really?
This is on a Lil Wayne record, too.
Leaving to Phoenix, Phoenix. I don't remember, but it's something like that. This is 80s, though.
It's from a movie, isn't it?
Yeah. I think one of them... Who's that comic? The black comic.
I have no idea.
The Raw. One. He did Raw and Delirious.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
You think he starts with the song?
It's not from Beverly Hills Cop.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a Leif Garrett song.
I don't believe so. I think you've been internet tricked.
No, this is, I'm looking at iTunes. I don't know.
Well, maybe he did a cover of it?
Well, his most popular song from the great Leif Garrett is Happy Birthday.
It's your
birthday.
No.
Okay.
You're confusing people right now.
His big U.S. hit was I Was Made for Dancing in 1979.
Why are you saying I'm confused? I think these are covers.
I know. I Wikipedia'd him, and his big chart single was I Was Made for Dancing.
What I'm saying is by you playing that, you're confusing people that his actual song, as you say, is your birthday.
Oh, people are going to think he's the Beatles and he's Europe. All right, here we go. I Was Made for Dancing. This is going to blow your mind. Okay, very good. All right.
We didn't get to the chorus.
Oh, you kind of did.
The chorus is the main part of the song. It's the meat. What?
Made for dancing.
Okay, all right. I got to go do heroin.
They couldn't think of... They can think of more lyrics that all night long.
It was 1979. There was like a restriction on how many lyrics you could put on a song.
Oh my God, he's terrible. I guess I don't like music.
You just really just like to cut things out of your life, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And the Final Countdown was done by Europe.
Right.
New season of Dancing with the Stars. They're starting to get together who's going to be starring. The first person that they've signed, Pamela Anderson.
Okay. Fantastic. What's this for?
Dancing with the Stars.
All right, good. Why not?
Kim Kardashian a while ago had a temporary restraining order, but she now has a permanent restraining order until 2013 against a man named Dennis Sean Bowman. He has the habit of showing up at her various public appearances wearing Heath Ledger-style Joker makeup. He began tweeting her in the fall and then moved from Georgia to California to be closer to her. He's prohibited from having any contact with her whatsoever. He has to keep 500 yards away from her or face the possibility of arrest. He's also forbidden from possessing any firearms.
Okay, but at 2013, they can get together.
Yeah, no, they can have lunch then.
Sure.
He just shows up with clown makeup and has he threatened her life or is just a creep?
You know, I think if you show up in Joker makeup, I might just want to take a preemptive step and go ahead and get a restraining order against you.
I'm not blaming her.
And he's proved to be a nutball in the past, so they're just preemptively saying, hey,
aren't there enough people in the world that you can't say you can't see each other forever?
Yeah.
2013, maybe he's changed, and it'd be a shame if he was out of your life forever. Done. You don't get to see me forever. I took you to court. 2013, maybe.
I got a short list of people if that really went into effect.
Maybe I'll have a change of heart. I'll get you some football tickets.
Nah.
I mean, of course, me and Reggie will be divorced long before then, but yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe I can put you on my show, the stalker episode.
Can't even look at you.
It's coming up, the Super Bowl. You into it, Patrice?
It's on Sunday. There's going to be food.
Somewhere.
People will have food.
Yes. I'm going to go buy beer at Whole Foods in those growlers. It's going to be fun.
I'm going to do something here. You're invited if you want.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would have invited you earlier, but I didn't know you were going to be 31. I don't need children.
I wasn't old enough.
Yeah, I don't need children.
I couldn't make it to the door. Need an ID that says you're 31 and over, please.
Right. What else is going on, Patrice?
Showtime has signed up a Monique for the host position for the new Shaquille O'Neal Presents All-Star Comedy Jam. It's going to be taping during All-Star Weekend. It's going to be on Showtime, DVD, pay-per-view. All-Star Weekend is February 12th.
I think comedy. I think Shaq.
Exactly. And they had to pay her extra this time. Well, because they're integrating the basketball with the comedy. So Shaq presents because it's his event during All-Star Weekend.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense.
I know. Super Bowl, speaking of.
Yeah.
They're starting, you know, of course, the first thing that'll happen is, of course, the ads that like, oh, too hot for TV kind of stuff. So they've kind of announced who are going to be placing ads. And they announced that there'll be 7 movies this year.
What do you mean too hot for TV?
Like the uncensored version, you know, it ends up on YouTube, like that whole long list of things that, you know, they was too controversial to be shown during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So they've gone ahead and released the films that will be putting out trailers that are probably trailers you haven't seen before. Wolfman.
No.
Which is with Benicio Del Toro, and it's coming out, I believe, this month.
You can't trick me, no.
Robin.
Are you a fan of
Wolfman?
No.
This mumble mouth, by the way, is considered one of the greatest actors of our time.
I don't know about all that. He's pretty, though.
I don't see how he's pretty, quite frankly.
He's not pretty. He's sexy.
He's pretty. He's pretty in that I know I have to take my purse into the bathroom with me, but you could still maybe kind of hang out.
Okay. He's pretty in like I get on the train a little too late at night. I think I have to fight.
But you know he took a shower. Like, there's no question.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
This fucking marshmallow face. So anyway, he mumbles every moment. He'll make a great Wolfman. I picture Wolfman talking like Benicio does now. That's emotional, by the way, when you mumble. When I got to lean forward to think I can hear you better in the theater.
He's acting from the heart.
When I got to look at the speakers in the movie theater to hear you clearer. He's the same in every movie. And sure, of course, he can play a dog. But no, thank you. I'll wait till TV.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, who's in that? If it's not Kevin Costner, I'm out.
I didn't even know they were redoing Robin Hood, but I'll keep going.
Kevin Costner did fine in that, and people are just haters. enough Robin Hood already. Everywhere I go is Robin Hood.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3. Did I like Toy Story 2?
No.
Did I like 1? I loved it.
I don't think you saw it, did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
It's directed for Robin Hood. It's directed by Ridley Scott, and it's Russell Crowe.
I'll sneak into it.
Oh, shit. Not with my money. Russell Crowe and Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett's funny because I always thought she was American and she was lying to me.
Really?
Yeah.
No?
That makes her hilarious.
That mom from The Sixth Sense, she's English as well.
Oh, Toni Collette is actually Australian, I believe.
Well, close. My point is, they tricked me.
Yeah, but people knew that because you saw her in The Wedding something?
The Wedding. Muriel's Wedding.
Yeah.
One of the best movies of all time.
I thought she was faking then.
That movie is awesome.
And also she was in that sort of independent movie where her daughter's trying to be a beauty pageant girl.
Oh, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, no, but she was American in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, whoops, okay.
Well, I don't have a chart when I'm seeing all these actors perform. I just know, hey, I believe you're one of me.
Well, I think it's funny when people that play American have to talk at award shows and some of the people in the room are still like, hey!
Yeah, wrong person.
Hey!
This is her sister.
Dr. House? Not American.
That one I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
He's all snooty. That one's not a surprise.
It's got that foreign attitude.
Right.
Alice in Wonderland.
You know what? I saw a promo.
Which is Tim Burton. Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved this promo. There's a promo that's in 3D.
It's gorgeous.
In the beginning of Avatar. It just got him being fucking dopey.
Well, I think this is, and I'm not going to justify the movie for you, but I think, you know, people are such huge fans of Alice in Wonderland.
They really are.
And here it is with very kooky characters for a very kooky play or book or whatever it is. I mean, it's kind of cool to put somebody like, what's his face, who's playing the...
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, to put Johnny Depp in a movie like this for the characters to really be a little bit awkward.
Because you can't do much with the story. The story is what the story is.
Right. Yeah, so I think fans of the story, this looks like...
Let them have it.
Yeah, this looks like a really good movie for fans of the story. I never read it.
All it can do is be pretty. I read the book. Anything. The book is really good.
I really want...
Can't be late for a date, right? It's very exciting.
Not the children's book. The book.
There's a
book.
There's not a rabbit in the book? A talking rabbit?
Everything's in there, but it's all druggy and deeper. It's dirty. It's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Don't go on the movie. Read the fucking book.
And
there's
Trip.
A song about it, too.
About Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, from
I'm
the
I'm sure there's a million
something.
Songs about it.
It's a pretty good song, though, but it sounds so
all right, 70s. I'll listen to the song. Save myself a day. I don't know. I saw somebody writing on our forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums, that, oh, I saw the cat. Is it the Cheshire Cat?
Cheshire Cat.
They go, oh, I saw the cat in the promo. That's the tits.
The what?
Now, again, for the older people. And apparently,
like,
that's
I don't
you
like
guys.
That phraseology.
That means it's amazing when you say something's the tits. Yeah. In my day, you know what was the tits? Tits were. Oh, that's the tits, and I'm like, exciting.
Don't dilute the meaning.
Yeah, apparently I'm watching a cartoon. Well, somebody said something about nipples. I don't know this new world.
They're also premiering the trailer for Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
Doesn't look good. Looks like the worst of. What's the Johnny Depp movie?
Is
where
that
it's
a video
pirate?
Game? Not to cut you off. Is that a video game?
It is a video game.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a groundbreaking video game. I believe it's on Sega and you... oh, no. I'm thinking something else. Never mind. But yes, it was a video game.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like The Mummy, the cheesiest parts of The Mummy. It looks like cheesiest parts of Pirates of the Caribbean. It was an awful trailer.
It's shiny.
It's something.
Despicable Me, which is a animated film that I saw the trailer for the other day, and it's actually adorable. It's about, you know, all the cartoon things have like a villain and a hero. It's about the villain that's sort of retired, and so like he's a grumpy old dude.
How about a movie where something can happen? Is that a little too practical?
Yes.
Yeah, have something. How about something can?
Not, I don't want anything to happen for $12.
I can't relate to talking cats. That's all.
He's a person. No, there's no talking animals. He's a person. But he's a supervillain, and he's a retired supervillain.
Yeah, all right. I'm not a cartoon, and I like things that I can relate to.
Okay.
That's all.
That's why it's for the kids.
Right. Well, the kids that watch the Super Bowl. All right.
Do you know how many kids will be held hostage by the Super Bowl? Do you know that on Sunday night in the U.S., it's one of the highest nights for reporting of domestic violence incidents in the cities that are competing?
Oh, God.
Ah, wow.
Oh, my God.
I hope New Orleans wins, just because they have more wives to beat, I'm sure.
All right, well, good luck, wives.
Don't yell at him. Don't ask any questions. Do not walk in front of the TV. Make sure there is beer. You know how he likes to hit you.
Kenda knows how
just
I
leave
get.
Leave him alone.
She's not going to be at our party.
Go out. Don't come back till the next day.
See, the thing is I've been around for the Super Bowl parties. I make the food. It's nice. I mostly stay in the kitchen. This sounds so old school. But, you know, I'm not that interested. Mm-hmm. But I have, by mistake, talked. And he's like, I can't rewind it. Like, I need to watch this in real time. I even need to watch a commercial. Who's talking?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're coming to our house, you have to understand.
It's a speak when spoken to situation.
It's football time. Right. Unless Keith is going potty, it's not being
And that's
muted.
Even difficult because literally you're supposed to watch all of it.
Yeah. Now, I get it.
When the fuck do they need almost a commercial? Mm-hmm. Like a break from the break.
Yeah.
Because there's no time to pee.
Yeah.
Patrice is done after the first quarter. All
you
right,
have to
I get
triage
it.
And pick your moment to go, like, I'm willing to not see the next 60 seconds.
It is too much pressure for me. Here's going to be my role. I will be making chili because that is a thing that you could make in a pot and leave for Keith on low.
And walk away from it.
And goodbye. I will buy the cheese and the sour cream and the whatnots for it.
Fairly well.
I will write it all on a piece of paper and put it on the coffee table and say, here's what's in the fridge.
Keith. And just hang a post-it. Don't burn the house down.
Right.
Have them put the cheese on top of the chili.
Take a pic. Make a bowl before you leave it. Take a picture and leave it right there. This is what your final product should look like. If you can make this work, you're a genius.
Yeah, other than that, I think, you know, I think that's doing my part. It's
definitely.
It's inviting people to my house and being very cordial about it and then saying, have a good time and leaving. What Keith is also doing, are you doing this?
What's up?
He's going to play the movie that he was in before the Super Bowl party. Starting before the Super Bowl.
The movie She's Crushed, the horror movie. And we're going to watch it and put on that. We're going to watch everything on a big screen, a big projector on the wall.
Lovely.
Yeah. And so we're going to watch that, have a couple laughs or scares.
But when Keith was putting it together, he was like, should I watch the movie before? And I go, okay, how into, because, before we decided on the movie thing, he said, should I invite people for 5 o'clock if the game starts at 6:30?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, how into the pregame are you? Because I've seen Keith
There's like a recap of everything that happened the whole year.
Yeah, and I've seen him during the pre stuff, and I tried to interrupt that, and he just looks at me like,
what do you need? What? Who's dead?
I thought we worked on this before. I approved the menu. What is it?
And that's because he can't beat you.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'll fight back. You, I'm from the Middle East. So I said, do you understand that if you invite some people at 5, they'll be coming between 5 and 5:30.
Right.
And they will be interrupting you. Okay, right. Saying, hi, how are you?
Hello, thank you
greetings.
For having me.
Yes, I brought you vodka. And you can't go, shh, just come in or don't.
What's it going to be?
This party sounds fun.
Put the drink on the kegerator, have a seat. Why is this so difficult?
You've been here before.
Right.
So he's watching a movie from 4 o'clock, and I was like, well, some people will come late, then they miss the movie.
What am I going to do?
It's very casual in
the
boiler room.
You can at least be on time to come see it.
It's very bizarre.
So are you watching the whole movie or just the parts you're in?
We're going to watch the whole movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That'll be run pee times is every part I'm not in.
Get your peeing in before the game.
You don't need me to turn Run Pee on.
I love that application, by the way. I have it on my phone. Run Pee.
Sitter squat is my favorite.
Well, squat is to find bathrooms around the city. Yes. Run pee is if you're going to watch a movie, it'll tell you at what time in the movie to go pee because it's insignificant and you're not missing anything. And it'll tell you what you're missing that you're not missing.
And you know what else it tells you? This is new to it. If there's anything after the credits. That's very important.
I like that.
If there's something after the credits.
Yeah.
That's what you've always wanted.
That's what I've always wanted.
Happy birthday.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Aww.
That's sweet.
That's the tits.
Sean is saying you can go to runp.com/Super Bowl. That'll tell you everything you need to know. And Reggie Bush writing in saying, I might beat my wife if I win. So we'll see what happens.
Celebration whipping.
She knows. She knows it's coming.
Good luck.
Seriously, 10 points to all the wives that can hang out and be beat. I don't even understand that.
What's it? It's once a year. You know, I don't like going to Easter Mass.
It's your New Year's. Just get out the house if you know the Super Bowl's a trigger.
Right. Right. You're just waiting for it.
I'm not trying to judge your whole relationship, but just stay out that one day.
Learn to read how football works enough to know.
Learn his signals.
That if they're going for 2-point conversion, you run. That's all.
Act like you have a ball.
Yeah. You know what it shows, by the way? You still being in the house when they made their field goal? That means you didn't take the time to care about what I'm into.
Put your shoes on.
Right. You're just sitting there. You really don't. That you still, after all these beatings, didn't bother to learn how scoring works. That is offensive.
That would be my job one, is to learn how football works if I was going to stay and let you whip me.
OJ Simpson is writing in, I used to love losing the Super Bowl.
Domestic violence is not funny.
That's your disclaimer.
I just needed to say that. I just don't understand. VH1.
Yes.
Ordering 11 episodes of a new hour-long reality show.
Okay.
It's called Brandy and Ray J, A Family Business.
Sure.
Ah, geez.
It's going to highlight the two young performers and their parents, Sonia, who runs the family music production business, and Willie, a singer and kids vocal coach. During the course of the season, Brandy will juggle raising her 7-year-old daughter with work on a new album. Ray J will also embark on a new project, album project, while Sonia will look to transition out of her business role.
They're brother and sister, right, Ray J?
Indeed, yeah.
Did Ray J sell anything? Like, does he sell music?
He does pretty well, but to the best of my knowledge, he does best when he's on other people's songs, not necessarily on his songs.
Wasn't he known for being caught with like a trunk full of something?
CDs.
Yeah, back from the start. I don't think he was a trunk person.
Okay. I thought there was some drug related or weapons.
No. I think that's someone else.
Brandy, of course, was huge.
Yes. I was listening to some old Brandy the other day. She was a really good singer. Not that she's bad now, but she's just not on my radar now. But I remember really liking her when I was younger.
She has, one register, but it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be a snob.
Hoi to toi toi. This is a new one. It's from her last album. There's a video with her like lifting people up and crap.
She's lifting people up?
it's supposed to be inspirational, lifting them up. Oh. You know?
That one sounds stupid. No, I like the one where she made a comeback as a more adult person, and she's in this weird video, and she's swinging a baseball bat.
Is it the one
with
Wanye Moore? No, that's the one with the guy from Boys to Men. That's a different song.
And then there's one where she does it with another female singer.
Monica.
You need to work in
Boy is mine.
About it. That boy is mine.
John is saying, Ray J, by the way, in case I don't know, is the guy in the Kim Kardashian video.
Oh, yes, yes. They have a sex tape.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Everyone has different
I knew there was something yucky.
Oh. Yes.
Well, good for him. Kim Kardashian's getting everywhere.
Jersey Shore, they're all set for that season two. They, the rest of the cast broke. They did not hold out for further money. They realized that MTV was not kidding and they would have canceled. The cast is re-signed and they're scouting locations in Miami so they can start filming in March and April instead of trying to wait for actual Jersey Shore season to start for next summer. So we get to see Guido's abroad.
All right.
Amazing. Good. What are they going to do there?
I hope they represent us well.
Yeah. What they're doing in Jersey. Great. Well, I am only okay with this idea because also there was talk about the first thing that they told them all to do. And in fact, they asked you to do this anytime you're on television is to make sure you have a passport. But they were floating the idea of taking them outside of America. And I was not okay with that. Please don't show that to other people that
Do you know where they should take
Italy?
Them? Italy.
Take them to the motherland, let them ride goats and shit.
Yes.
Watch them get beat the fuck up.
Let Nana take care of them.
Yeah, and all the grandmothers are going to be like, why are you wearing lipstick? You're a boy.
Your eyebrows, so sharp.
Yeah.
So sharp.
What is it? Yes, and have them live like with a couple grandmas and make them make meatballs all day long.
Let some nonies get to them. Top male model from here in Manhattan. He's appeared in Prada ads, and he's facing criminal charges after reportedly offering oral sex to cops in Arkansas in return for letting him go following an arrest for public drunkenness and disorderly conduct. I'm sorry.
Oh, I guess that doesn't work to get out of a ticket.
I find it interesting. It's more than one cop. You know what? Here's what you do. Let me tell you guys something. You're trying to... If I was a cop...
You can finish explaining, but I have an answer to that. Go ahead.
Well, you're trying to blow me to get out of a ticket. I have to be alone. I can't be with another... Yeah. Especially if you're a dude. I can't be with another dude and go, I'm in, you...
Everyone get in line.
What are the odds you're going to say no, partner?
His name's Nick Snyder. He's 21. He was busted on Monday morning after causing a disturbance at a friend's house near Little Rock. When the cops approached him, he told them that he was a very famous model. I don't know why, A, he didn't just shut the fuck up and get arrested, because in the fashion world, no one would have tracked this down in Arkansas. It wasn't going to end up on TMZ the next day. As he was taken to jail, he kept trying to get the cops said that he was kept trying to get me to stop the car and let him go. That's when the cops say he offered the officer oral sex in return for his release. So they're saying it's one officer. Then he got to the station when they were trying to book him.
I'll blow y'all.
And he also harassed the booking jailer with similar sexual comments. He pleaded not guilty to three misdemeanor counts. He's currently free on $780 bond.
Ooh, that's nothing. Does he feel upset? But I'm famous.
They would have never caught wind of it if he hadn't offered to blow people.
So the booking guy, he thinks he can go, I'll blow you. And the booking guy goes, yeah, okay. I'll never have to explain why I didn't book you.
I don't know if this guy's thinking anything through.
My only thing is, if you tried to arrest me, I would offer to blow you too. I'm not going back.
I don't, but what are they arresting him for? It's not anything he can't
get out of. Disorderly drunkenness.
So
nothing,
what?
Nothing
so,
big. Jail's bad though. No jail.
You're not going to do time for
I'm
that.
Too old
he
for
was
jail.
Arrested for blowing a guy in public.
That would have been the next charge.
What are you doing, son? I can do it to you, too.
Depending on the charge. See, if you arrested me on a Friday, I'd offer to blow you, because I'm not going the whole weekend. That's crazy. I don't care what the charge is, because you sit there till Monday morning.
Is this true? When he left the station, he like just wiped his lips and he goes, you missed out on this.
He licked his lips.
Right. You could have had this.
Right? No, he pointed to his throat. No gag reflex. Right now.
He's sucking down a hot dog hole. Look what I could have done.
That's rude. Casey Johnson, still dead.
Yeah, she was. She's the heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune.
Indeed, her father's Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets.
Supposedly engaged to Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila, who, by the way, quit Twitter on Tuesday.
Her Twitter?
She quit Twitter.
What's she up to?
She started again on Thursday. But she quit it on Tuesday.
That was a rough Wednesday.
It was. Casey Johnson, the toxicology reports are back from her autopsy, and they're saying that she died of natural causes due to diabetic keto acidosis. So basically, she did, it was natural causes from not taking care of herself and her disease, because she was a lifelong diabetic.
Sounds like DNC to me.
Yeah. Brittany Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Her mother was trying to shove her back in.
Still did. Mm. Her cause of death has also been determined. It's an accidental death caused by community-acquired pneumonia, iron deficiency anemia, and multiple drug intoxication. Just to explain the multiple drug intoxication, they're saying that that doesn't necessarily mean it wasn't anything that she was prescribed. It could be that, you know, she took too much of A and too little of B, and whatever combination didn't work out for her. The LA County coroner concludes that the subject of how injury occurred on her autopsy is drug intake.
Oh, and then here's more. And the LA County coroner also says it's hard to determine if she did drugs because of all her plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Plastic doesn't absorb drugs.
Right.
Maybe that's what it was. Hmm. Fast and Furious.
Yes.
They know you can't get enough. They're setting up for a fifth film.
Too Fast. Too Furious.
It's called Fast Five.
Sure.
No, it's going to be called Darn Fast, Darn Furious.
Look, we go quick. It's called Fast Five. They've already signed deals with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker and the director, Justin Lin. They gave a bit of a synopsis in the movie. The story finds Diesel and
Walker. There's a story? It doesn't just go vroom.
He finds Diesel and Walker as fugitives being pursued by relentless lawmen.
It is amazing.
There's no story.
If these movies have a story, if somebody actually wrote something. All right. Now let's see how much everybody knows me. Ready? Will I have to see this movie?
No.
Too fucking fast?
No.
Fuck. I don't know.
No.
I think he did see the other ones. No, you don't.
No.
Because I don't think you saw the skidding one, the
Tokyo Drift.
I don't think you saw that one.
Okay. And that was one of the good ones.
Could be wrong. Do you want to put this as a poll? Because I think that would be funny.
No, it's you got it. It's only for people that are live. Place your bets.
All right.
The answer is no, and I never will.
Didn't figure.
I do not have to, even though it is correct. I did see the last Fast and Furious.
Okay. That was a lot of pressure. You did see Tokyo Drift?
No, but there was a new one where they reunited.
Four.
And because they reunited, it was such a huge hit. And because it was such a huge hit, that's why my disease made me have to see it. Even if this is a huge hit, I will not have to see it because I already saw what happens when they all come back.
Right. The genesis was, first one was Vin Diesel, second and third weren't. He came back for the fourth as well as Michelle Rodriguez, and now they're all three back for this one.
Does Vin Diesel, Sean is asking, come out in this movie?
I hope he doesn't. He's pretty.
You know he's gay, but unless he confirms it, you guys have a chance.
It doesn't count unless you say it out loud.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Robin Williams.
Yes.
I know one of your favorite comedians.
He's
in the
best.
World.
You know what? He can take anything. He can make it a thing. Hey, I'm the newspaper. I'm picking up a newspaper right now. And they're like, I'm a newspaper. Page one, this. Page two, this. All the news going around. Here's some news. I got an ottoman. Put my legs on the ottoman. They didn't have ottomans in the old days. Picture a dinosaur. I need an ottoman. What you talking about, ottoman? What you talking about? And then, no thanks. I need a resubscription.
Comedy people.
And everybody laughs because they feel like they're dumb if they don't. He's the worst.
I feel it. I feel it sometimes. I feel pressured to laugh when he tells a joke, and I don't understand why.
He's horrible.
He's annoying. He just seems very coked out.
And it never, nothing ever makes any sense. Nothing ever makes any sense. I feel like I'm on Avatar. I don't get it. I don't get it, but what an honor to have you here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're getting Patrice flustered.
Don't give me material, Patrice. I can riff on the bang mic for 60 hours. I have two new HBO specials because you banged that mic.
Robin Williams
is dead, tell me. I hate him. He's horrible.
I just want to read the nice Robin Williams stuff.
And a confirmed joke thief, but I don't know what he stole. Because I don't know what the fuck he's ever saying.
He managed to not tell it properly.
Right. Well, his joke thievery doesn't bother me because he doesn't make any sense.
He lost a lawsuit today for $6 million. The lawsuit was over the movie Cop Out, which is set to come out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan playing the two characters.
Will I be seeing that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I will.
He sued... not to make it too complicated, sure. Basically the film was owned by a production company who couldn't afford to put it together, okay. So they sold the rights. Warner Brothers bought the rights, but he's suing the original production company, saying that they had an agreement with him saying that whether he did the movie or not, because he was attached, that he was going to be paid $6 million.
Woo!
The company said they had no paperwork stating that. They had no signature. They had no pay to play. He has no signature to show. So he lost the claim in court today. The company, the judge tossed the case and called the suit meritless. They're now suing him to pay for their court costs and time.
Good. You need a piece of paper. Hey, you watch Judge Judy. You need a piece of paper that says things.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Pee on her leg and tell her it's raining.
Don't pee on her leg and tell her it's raining. Thank you. Oh, my God. Sometimes I don't even have the decency to call it rain. Am I wrong?
You know, they call it porn.
No, thank you. Right. Right. They call it porn. Oh, swells. Patrice, thank you. Don't forget, of course, the website, HelenHeartaches.com.
You look what you missed so far if you weren't on there. That whole I am interaction, the whole backstory. I mean, you don't want to not go on HelenHeartaches.com. That's just stupid.
There's a ton of stuff tomorrow.
What are you, Robin Williams?
Remember when Robin Williams, he'd act like his penis was talking?
Oh, God, what?
Really?
Yes.
I think I was too young to be...
No, he would be on those... remember... They did the marathons for homeless.
The comic relief.
Comic relief.
He'd lean his crotch out.
Yeah,
like, he didn't touch anything, but he'd like.
Yeah, how are you? I'm talking to you. And the audience would just howl.
Okay.
He's not saying penis puns. There's nothing clever about it. It's just, but can you imagine a penis would talk? Can you imagine? Mork from Mork would sit upside down. That's not how we sit. We sit the right way. All the blood would go to your head. That'd be ridiculous.
So you don't like this
When you
guy.
Explain it, it sounds silly.
He came from an egg, from another planet. You follow?
From Ork.
From Ork.
Nanu.
Right.
I never saw an episode of that.
I think I saw it in repeats, like at a babysitter's. I don't remember it.
Keith?
He's up there with Leif Garrett.
That was just cruel.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Thank you very much, Patrice.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, I saw another thing. I checked at HelenHeartaches.com this morning. Lindsay Lohan is a hoarder or something like that.
I can't deal with her.
I really can't feel bad for everybody who's considered a hoarder because she has a whole room full of shoes.
Oh, no.
But it was funny. That's what I said.
Unless they find some dead cats in there, I'm not interested in her being a hoarder.
So please go to HelenHeartaches.com. Also, if you're in the New York area and you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, Keith and I will be on the lower part of Manhattan. It's on keithandthegirl.com/events. We're going to be at the Lolita Bar from 6 to 10 playing bingo. It's free to get in. Happy hour until 9, just $3 drink. So just stop by. You don't even have to play bingo. There's no cover charge. Just come hang out.
And you don't know what to do that day. You wake up. It's the opposite of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat your wife, but now you got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wake up scared, shitting yourself.
I forgot all about it.
You go. They want to be at a nice dinner. Meanwhile, they're going to complain about the weight. They're going to complain about being too close to another table. Here's something that you're not going to mind doing at all.
It's true.
So I recommend it if you're around. I'm doing it. I'm not taking them to dinner. You kidding me?
Not in Manhattan.
I also think it's kind of cool to go to the bingo game as a more casual thing and then maybe have dinner afterwards where you beat the rush, you beat sitting too close to anybody.
Well, also, if you're just starting to date someone, too, Valentine's Day is a weird day to try to hang out.
True. This is very casual. And if you don't have a date, come on over. If you have a date, come on over. It's just really casual. We don't really believe in Valentine's Day around here.
I only believe in my birthday. That's the only real holiday.
There we go. We're going to celebrate Patrice's birthday.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you, Patrice.
KeithandTheGirl.com.